Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and welcome to another episode of Be Unique's Unscripted, where we talk to artists, musicians, performers, and business professionals. My name is Tony Taylor. I'll be your host for this evening. You know, you could spend your Thursday nights anywhere, and we are excited you're spending it with us. The conversation is cool, it's calm, and it's casual. You can also be a part of the conversation by dialing 516-418-5651. Now, before we begin, let's talk about why you need to get on your phone and go to beunique.org. That's B-U-N-E-K-E.org. Here's what Be Unique is all about. Our mission is to work today to change tomorrow using digital mediums to connect the world with professional storytelling and media production. We work to educate, inspire, and foster positivity and creativity worldwide through video, audio, and a spectacular literary magazine featuring writers from around the world. The newest Be Unique magazine is out right now, and you can read it online along with Be Unique Brevard magazine, the Space Coast premier magazine. Be Unique is also a media powerhouse. Not only do you get this incredible podcast hosted by me, Tony Taylor, but 11 other shows. So sit back, get comfortable, and get ready to dial 516-418-5651 with your questions, comments, and whatever else you may want to say. Let's meet our guest.
Well, actually, I'm your host, and I am not Tony Taylor. I am Mary Brotherton, and this is my night to be here with Alisa Kaler. Alisa is usually with us on Transformational Tuesdays. She's always with us on the last, well, no, she's always with us on Transformational Tuesdays. No, usually about it. She's also with us on the last Thursday of the month. And fortunately for me, anybody who knows me knows that I'm extremely busy. So Tony has offered to take over all the other unscripted shows except for the last Thursday of the month, because that's my special time with Alisa. I'm just delighted to have you here. We have one caller on the line right now, but Alisa, you know, and I know that that can change in a heartbeat. We could have the switchboard to be lighting up like crazy. I'm just delighted that you're here. I know you've been extremely busy this week too, haven't you?
Yes, it's been a very, very powerful week. So we had our 2/22/2022, which is a very powerful transformational day, and it actually is like the opening of the great awakening to manifest all that we choose to manifest ahead. And the next couple days, I mean, it's still, the frequency is still so high that I tell people, if there are dreams and planting seeds and all what you want to have happen, they're to the universe, because it's being received in a very, very powerful way right now. I mean, even the sky was like unbelievable. The pictures that I received and took with my camera, it looked like the sky was filled with so much light, and the sun was like this blood orange. It was absolutely beautiful. So
the tissue is just a gorgeous day here in Florida.
Yes, it's been gorgeous. And you know, there's a lot of transformation. I've been having, you know, it's funny because my clients that come, they're all on the same frequency.
So sit back, get comfortable, and get ready to dial 516-418.
He just, the recording just clicked on without.
He popped in.
That's funny.
But it's all good. So a lot of the clients that are showing up, they're all kind of in the same theme. And it's about, you know, this emotional time of, you know, a rebirth. And it's like, you know, what was in their life is really removed. A lot of it's being removed. And, you know, it'll be interesting to listen to the callers and see what's going on in their life as well. But, you know, opening to receive this newness. And a lot of people are having a hard time with understanding, like, why do I feel so alone? Why are people being removed from my life? Why are my jobs, you know, being like reflected upon to see if I even want to do this anymore? So there's like this whole shift going on, and it seems to be not just with a few people, but so many all on the same platform. So it's just interesting that we're in this time together, and I do see so much good ahead. You know, it's like, from my perspective, there's so many blessings that are coming our way. It's just about, you know, rebuilding your life, reconditioning your life the way you want to choose to live. And if you live in the happiness and the joyfulness, you will receive the blessings that align with that. And so it's just about allowing this rebirth of what you didn't realize you could have just happen. And that's really what people are learning to do right now. A lot of things are happening in a good way. You know, it's like, plant your seeds and you'll start to see them grow. But opportunities are showing up. People are very, very busy. I see a lot of people really working and having many blessings show up in their life, in their workplace, and new people showing up who are more aligned with their energy. And it's just kind of like a really neat observation to watch. So that's where we're standing right now. It's
a pretty
good thing.
I feel the same way. And I think it's mm-hmm. no coincidence. Of course, I don't believe in coincidences anyway, that my husband chose 2022 to come see you for his first spiritual healing and energy healing. You and I both know he's been dealing with some health issues for quite a while, and it took me until this particular day to get him to agree. And it was you know, it was pretty powerful that he picked that time to come see you. I think he was,
you know, the energy was
opened on the day before or something like that. But there's something to it. There's something to be said about this energy. All you have to do is just tune into it.
Yes, and that's teaching people to tune into it. But, you know, I kept waking up, like, every day up until, like, 3 days before, maybe, to the 2:22, and it was like, oh, my gosh, I feel like it's Christmas. Like, it was that exciting. You know, it was feeling that throughout, you know, my energy. And I was so excited for what I didn't know was going to happen. And then, you know, 2:22, for some reason, I felt really amped up all the way up until that day. And then I did feel a drain. I even wrote about it. Like, I felt this, it was like a depletion. But there was so much energy coming in that it was like overwhelming for so many. You know, we all felt it. And then I went and watched the sunset, and this woman was sitting on the pier. And I said, look at the sunset. And she goes, you're just in time for the Great Awakening. And I'm like, how do you know about that? And she's like, I just know these things. And it's so funny how the messages just show up.
That is kind of neat.
You know? Yeah, it was just validation. So it's kind of neat. And then people who are showing up for, you know, sessions and wanting messages, they're aligned with that frequency and that energy. So if you want to let the caller in, you're welcome.
Yeah,
to
we've got our first caller, and it's someone we've talked with in the past. She tricked me, though. This is Donna from California. She's got a new phone number, so I didn't know her at first. Welcome to the show, Donna.
Thank you.
Hello, Donna.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. So how are you aligning with this energy? What's going on your neck of the woods?
Yeah, it is different. I mean, I got a message from my nephew who's on the other side, and it was he said, you have a beautiful soul. And I thought, oh, that was so sweet. And then I felt sadness. He came into my brain. It was my sadness, his sadness. And I think I broke it. He helped me break into a very painful time of my life, because that night I just cried out loud. And, yeah, so that was perhaps healing. He helped me heal a bit.
Oh, yes, yes. There's a lot of healing going on right now. there's a lot of healing going on right now, a lot of emotions. And it's more of letting go of what the past was all about. You know, it's like reflecting on what we once all had in our up until now. And then we're getting ready for this rebirth, which is going to like clear the slate and bring a whole different life going forward. So I feel like we're mourning in a way, like mourning the loss, or it's not really a loss. It's just a removal of what was to open up and to give us more space and clearing for what is ahead to show up. That's what I see.
Okay. Good.
I don't know. I just feel so much peace and love in the environment. And, you know, I'm just going to go with that because that's what I feel right now. You know, it's like there could be a lot of things going on around this world right now that try to push us off balance, but we're coming into a time of manifestation and balance. So it's really learning how to stay in a positive space and hold it. And we're being pushed, but it doesn't really, I don't know if you're feeling it. I'm not feeling like the effects of things anymore in the negative. I feel there's more love flux, like with an influx of this energy that's surrounding us in more of a positive state right now. But that's what I feel. That's what I see. So I would rather listen to me. And
yeah.
You know, going forward, I just feel that there's going to be a lot of open, I just see things opening, doors opening, and gifts showing up. So it's holding the space and staying positive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how are you feeling with the energy? Do you notice it? Do you feel that things are different in a positive way or a negative way? Or what are you feeling?
Well, I mean, I feel like I kind of went through a rebirth in a way, and I feel like something has ended in my life and something's beginning. And I feel a lot of peace. I feel a lot of peace as I go forward, and it's like I'm so authentically myself, and that gives me a lot of peace. I don't know if that comes with age. I don't know. Nothing really affects me. I mean, I just, am so authentically myself, and I like that. I have a good relationship with myself.
Yes. Well, that's exactly what you just described is exactly what's going on with so many people. We're in this place of rebirth and peace and balance, and it feels very calming. It feels really good. So, you know, Mary, what do you feel?
Most of the time I feel absolutely at peace, and I think that's the key, is to find that peace. And I love that she said that she feels that she's authentically herself. And I think it does come with age, but I think that there are younger people that are very authentic and uniquely themselves as well. But I feel that I feel like we've been on a teeter-totter for the last 2 or 3 years. Up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. And now I kind of feel like the teeter-totter has leveled off a little bit, kind of like the scales, the balancing scales, not so much of a seesaw as just a, you can move a little and go up, or you can move a little bit and go down, but it's more of a balancing act, I think, than it was before.
I feel there's this surge of power that's heightening people to be on a different platform inside themselves, where there's this confidence and there's this feeling of just feeling very powerful, and that everything that you desire is going to be so within reach of getting, because you can put that out there to the universe and it's just going to manifest itself. It feels that real in this new energy. And people are kind. I've been noticing people are working together more. People are being more respectful. It's like all these values are starting to show up and shine that had not been the lead in such a long time. And so what I'm seeing is the hearts are leading the way. They're starting to really rise up and lead with heart instead of with this fight. And it's so nice to see, like, people being, you know, in that kindness kind of element on a daily basis, and not so angry and not so, like, negative. I just see a switch. And it's for the highest good.
I see this on the highway a lot. Now, I will say I was on I-4 the other day. I wasn't too crazy about that. That was a brand new experience for me, especially with Curtis being the one driving. But it was also during rush hour. But still, everywhere I go, I tend to see people being more considerate to other drivers. You know, they'll stop and let someone out of a side road or from a, you know, somebody's at a gas station or a business and there's no traffic light and traffic is going crazy, people will stop. They actually stop traffic to let somebody else out. And it's really cool. That's very refreshing.
Yeah, and people are being more aware.
Yeah, I agree.
It's awareness. Yeah. And it just feels so, it just feels peace and calm to me. It's like, you know, such a different energy. It just feels so, I just feel like spring is here. That's what it feels like. Spring is here. So
good. Spring is definitely here, and it's a new birth, a new way of looking at the world. I think people are stopping the taking life for granted part because we've learned, we've relearned that life is precious. And, you know, what is it they say? Live in the present because tomorrow's not promised. And we've learned to do that. So many of us have lost loved ones to COVID and other diseases, but of course, COVID's the one they all talk about. But there have been so many people taken away from us that we've come to understand that when old or young, it doesn't really matter. Life is precious and it's not promised. So we have to enjoy the day while you can. And what is it you always tell everybody, Elisa? Go out and play, get in the sunshine, romp around, run in the fields, play. It's so important.
Well, the play awakens us to the magic, and it awakens us to the truth of their, like, the creativity within, you know. And I do know when you ask, you shall receive. So that's another thing that is a good thing to do right now, is to ask for what you want to receive.
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
It's not always about things. You can ask for help, which is one of the things that you taught me. It's okay to say, I want to be renewed. I want to be strong and healthy. I want to be resilient. And it happens. We do have another caller. Donna, had you gotten your question answered?
Can I ask you a quick question? Because money's been really a problem with me. It's all gone, my money. So I'm feeling a little bit vulnerable.
Do you
see things getting, I mean, it's all gone. Do you see things getting better in that field for me somehow?
I feel like you're supposed to reinvent yourself a little bit.
Okay.
You know, I think I told her that on a few other calls.
Did I? I don't know what I tell people anymore.
I just say.
But Donna, I just feel to reinvent yourself and to find your passion, and you will be receiving. That we're coming into like stepping out of what was to be renewed in so many ways that we didn't do in the past. Mm-hmm. You know, it's scary to be your own person sometimes. It's scary to get out there and know that you only have yourself to depend on. But when you do
you feel
empowered. It's just taking that baby step. It's that, okay, when you think I have to go out and work, that's such a negative. Go out there and do your purpose, and you'll never feel like you work a day in your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's about discovering your purpose. There's so many people connect to work and a job, and that's so, I mean, that's like paralyzing. It doesn't even feel good. But when you do your purpose, you don't work. You just go out there and you do what you love. And then you get an exchange of balance and energy, which is our financial system or however you receive. But that's what I feel like you're discovering is in the rebirth is what is it you really align with as your purpose? And then for you to just go do it, not put your brain in there anymore thinking what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to do it? Just do what you love.
I like helping
people. You know, most people tell me what they love to do, but they don't do anything that has to do with that. And I'm like, how could you go to a job every day and do what you don't like to do? I mean, that doesn't make sense to me.
Mm-mm. No.
I love what I do. And I can't, it's like, yeah, do I get burnt out sometimes? I do because I overbook myself because I really, it's like a, for me, it's like an addiction. Like I love what I do. You know, I don't say, well, I have to work, you know, 8 hours a day. I just say, just show me the people and here I show up and I have to learn my healthy boundaries. But I learned that by when I decide to have a burnout, I take a few days off and then I just go and play and get out in the sunshine or whatever. But I love my life and I love my work. And, you know, I couldn't imagine doing anything different. So, you know, that's what I feel you're supposed to do too, is find your purpose, because your passion is what will bring you treasure. I mean, it just does, without you even having to think about it, because you get so excited, just go out and do it.
Yeah, I'm kind of a caregiver. I look after a blind man. And I look after my neighbor. He's 85. I do everything for him. He doesn't pay me, but he's left me in the will where I would get everything when he passes. So that's nice of him, you know. And he gave it to me in writing and everything. I mean, there's not a whole lot, but, you know, I enjoy doing, it doesn't matter because I enjoy helping him. He has nobody.
That's why you'll receive. You know, that's why you're going to receive. And you could expand on that. You could actually maybe do like a little small group or something and do an activity with people to even help bring some energy to them and some positivity to their life. So there's things to do and step out of, you know, yourself a little bit to do more for people, but also to receive, you know.
Yeah.
An exchange by financial exchange. Because I think, you know, when you're a caregiver, and I had to learn this a long time ago, but, you know, when somebody's sick and you go to help them, you feel like this guilt, like, how can I take something from them when I'm supposed to be gifting to them? But when you think about it as an exchange of energy and money is an exchange of energy for your time and your gifting, then you can receive it with a lot more openness than feeling like you're taking something from somebody, you know?
Yeah. That's true. Open exchange.
It's more about just knowing that when you give your energy, you're receiving energy in return. But if you don't allow that to happen, then you end up becoming depleted. So it's important for you to save. Okay, because if the balance is not exchanged, then you're the one who's going to get exhausted and have nothing left.
And remember, you're on an airplane. What do they tell you? If this plane crashes, take your oxygen first.
Mm.
If you're on a boat,
I mean,
they'll tell you put on your life jacket first before you try to help anybody else. And I always equate it to, I can't give you a cup of a drink of water if my cup is empty. So you have to take care of yourself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
I can't feed you if I have no food in the cupboard.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you're doing, always put yourself first.
Okay. Yeah.
But you're stuck in that cycle of what you're doing, and it's about rebirthing. So remember, the rebirth is going to have things be tweaked a little bit to receive. And even though someone's leaving you something, it doesn't mean that, you know, there can't be an exchange of gratitude in a daily thing, even if it's like a little bit of something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it might not be from him. Maybe it's you bringing somebody else in. I mean, but you love to help people, and you could do it in so many ways. I would. Mm-hmm. I feel like you're going to start like a little small group and teach or help them like be creative and have fun. And you'll be the one who's kind of teaching the class and maybe ask for $10 or something per person. You know, and you have five people, you'll have money, and then you can have that a couple times a week, and it's slowly generating things for yourself so you can receive.
Yeah, that's an idea. Maybe that'll come about. Yeah.
I just see you working with more of a small group than just one-on-one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you can do it once a week and then have a little class for people.
Yeah.
You know, get out and meet the elders and come, you know, draw or paint or write or whatever you want to do. And then you, you know, you charge for the class. $10 donation, love donation, $15, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's your, but you'll have fun doing that.
Yeah, that would be fun. Definitely.
Is that subtle enough?
We can bring in our next caller.
Yeah.
I have that.
And I want to remind everybody, if you ever want to have a personal reading with Elisa, just reach out to her through her text. Text her at 407-432-7088. She can provide healings and readings in person or over the phone. It's well worth any money you might spend to connect with her on a personal level. It's you don't want to take that for granted, because she's got a gift and she's willing to share it. But she's also learned you can't give it away, because she's got to eat and pay the mortgage payment too. So I'm going to put you back on hold if you want to stay on the line and listen, Donna. That's always good to hear from you. And I'm going to bring in another person who's been with us before. I believe this is Suzanne from New York. Am I right?
Yeah.
Suzanne's been with us about 6 or 7 times. How you doing?
I'm okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi, Suzanne.
Hello.
Go ahead. I'm hearing you.
Just anything you see, that's all.
Get out of your own way. You're in your own way. You're stopping things from happening the way they're supposed to happen.
No, not really. I'm not doing anything. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm just living.
Well, there's like this, I don't know if you're saying it in more of a negative kind of stance, like maybe a complaint or something, but your world will open up when you do it from a different way of asking.
No, I'm not really asking anything. I'm just living, going day by day, and what I have to do.
All right. I just see you're in your own way a little bit, but that's okay. You know, you can have whatever you want to have tangible when you do a little tweaking and more of being kind of like precise on what you want to happen and not what you don't want to happen. Okay.
I do yeah.
When you say I don't want this to happen, then it happens. So
no, I don't
more
say
about,
don't say it's gonna or good things are happening.
Yeah. So it's about opening up for prosperity ahead. There's gonna be some changes in April for you, I see a little bit. I feel like it has to do with employment. So I don't know if you're looking for something new or to go up a little bit where you're at, but there's going to be a little bit of an adjustment there, and I just see you going up the ladder a little bit.
I just called for a bus company job that would make more money. I really don't want to work two jobs, and do you think I'll hear from them?
I feel like you're going to have opportunities, but it's going to be around April. So we're in, I don't even know what day we are, February.
End of February.
A little bit. Yeah, it's going to be a little bit. But I do feel you're going to have some open opportunities coming up. And not just that one. I feel there might be two different opportunities coming up. So I don't know if it's you choosing to stay at one job and then having this one, or you're going to do, you know, one or the other. I'm not sure which way it's going, but I just see you having choices ahead.
That's
and it's good.
Good. All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Any
thank you for calling.
Anymore?
No, she, unless Suzanne had a specific question, she's our last caller. Oh, she's hung up. You know, we
all
haven't
right,
ever ended the show early, but we could do that.
We can for tonight until next time.
Yeah. I think what I'll do is I've got a couple of little commercials here I'll play, and because it's important to give a little nod to some of our sponsors and things like that. But anybody who wants to hang up can go ahead and hang up. This will just be here in the archives. And,
have you ever read a web article on the internet that really spoke to you? No, I mean really spoke to you. Well, let me tell you about Newsly. Newsly is the new and incredible audio app made especially for iOS and Android. Newsly picks up web articles about the most trending topics throughout the entire internet. And at any given moment, Newsly...
We have another caller on the line.
Okay.
Hi there.
Hi, ladies. Hi, ladies.
Hi,
how are
there.
You?
What is your name?
Ashiel.
Ashiel. Hey, you've called us before, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are you from?
New York City.
Okay. Well, welcome back.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, you put things in the forward motion. I'm seeing that you put things into forward motion.
Yeah.
And you're about to take off, so stay with it, okay?
Okay.
There's contacts that haven't gotten back to you yet, but I feel like the doors are going to open for you. You understand that?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. And, yeah, I just feel like you're just waiting for people to get back to you, and then you're going to have this, it's just going to take off. You've been doing a lot of work. I see you putting things into play, putting things into position, and it's like ready to launch. Do you get that?
Yeah, I'm waiting for it, you know, hopefully soon.
Yeah, I feel it's very soon. I feel like you've already talked to the people who are going to help you, but they're just not getting back to you yet, but I feel like they're going to very soon.
Okay.
It's just been, you know, planted the seeds, and now they're kind of like, it's just all about timing. Things just need to align.
Okay.
All right, so just stay with it because I feel like you're going to hear any day now.
It's going to be more in the March, maybe the middle of March, but it's very soon.
Okay.
All right. You've been working really hard. That's what I see. I just see you've just put together something really dynamic, and people are going to take it.
Good.
You know?
Yeah.
You got something
in
the works?
It's like we're
in
the Great Awakening.
Say it again?
I said, do you have something in the works?
I've been putting a lot of work, you know, hard work, and I changed my life around, and, you know, and just also trusting my intuition and spirit, you know, but just things are, you know, moving along kind of slow, you know what I mean? So just like, you know, sometimes I get a little anxious because I've been waiting, but, you know, I get messages that, you know, it's coming along. So it's just.
It's coming along. But, you know, we're all kind of in this waiting. Okay, we're in this awakening, but we're also in this. We just came from transformation into this new birthing. So think of a baby being birthed. And now we're in the awakening like, oh, the baby's here. And it's about, now what do we do with it? So, you know, Pluto just came into our energy field, which is kind of closing down anything that was and helping with that birthing process of what is to become. So we're kind of, the planets are just going a little slow right now, but they're all going kind of direct. So it's just about staying in this space of trusting. I kept hearing trust the process again. So just trust the process, because it almost feels like a sprinkle of rain here and a sprinkle of rain there, and then all of a sudden there's this downpour. But the downpour hasn't come yet, but it's ready to do, you know, have this effect on all of us of showering us with gifts or with this positivity and openness. And I know it's almost like it's right in front of us, but it's like, why isn't it here yet?
Yeah.
I think that's what a lot of people are feeling, is like, why hasn't everything happened yet?
Exactly.
The way we thought it was going to happen. And it's just like, oh, and I kept telling myself, like, I feel like Christmas is coming. Like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to open up all my gifts. But what day is Christmas? Like when you're a little kid, you're like, how many more days till Christmas? That's kind of what I feel we're standing in right now. And so it's just going with the flow of just being in the moment, being in the present. And I feel like we're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Okay.
Oh, we're getting more callers. That's good.
Well,
you know, it's so funny because I feel like I'm standing at a bus stop waiting, and I've never done that. I've never had to, well, except for when I was a kid in school, but it just feels like I'm standing waiting for something special to come around the corner.
No, you know what just came to me, Mayor? This
What's
is
that?
So funny. We were just saying, okay, well, we'll end the show because there's no more callers. Okay, we'll end
it
early. It's okay.
No more callers just
and we did a commercial, and then we had another caller. And then
there
we had more callers. And this is exactly what's happening in life right now, is we're not expecting something, so we're just going to end it. And then all of a sudden, it's like, no, you're not. You're not going to end it. You're going to have more and more and more. And it's exactly what the universe is showing us is happening for all of us. It's just be in the moment and don't worry about it, because if it's meant to be, it's going to show up. And if it's not, then you'll end it. But it's still showing up. So trust the process. And that's really what's happening.
That's so funny, because I had just started that commercial. And I was going to end the show after the commercial was over. And there's Ashiel. And now we've got more people waiting. So
here we go.
Well, I guess I was supposed to see that too. So clearly it was a message from you as well. Just to hang in there. Yeah.
Hang in there. Do not give up.
Hey, Ashiel, the bus is coming, man. It's just got a flat tire somewhere, but it's coming.
I do feel,
you know,
like
what?
I'm on the
like
bus stop,
feel
though.
It.
Yeah, it's just like the patience.
It's like,
that's the part, you know?
It's the patience. You know, we're all learning patience, but you know what? You know in your heart things ready to happen in a positive way.
Yeah.
It's just that, why do I feel this, but it's not aligning with the physical reality? It will. It's just not time yet. So be patient. Trust the process. It's all good. The light is shining on the truth. The light is shining on our path right now to direct us into this newness that we're to receive. And I really feel we're coming into this time of receiving and learning how to do so. So just be patient.
Well, okay. I look forward to it and be patient. Say it again?
I said, did she answer your question?
Yeah, because I was talking to you before, so I just wanted to get some kind of energy, you know, insight. I didn't have any specific questions, so I just wanted to, you know.
I can sense that you're the kind of guy that's like, okay, I want to call in the show so she can tell me that on Thursday, June 15th at 4:55.
Yeah, right. I wish it was that easy. But anyway, lady,
right,
I know you're
over.
I will tell you this.
Your gifts are in the right hands. You planted the seeds with the right people, okay? Just a little. It's aligning right now.
Okay. That's good.
Exciting. All right. Make sure you call us back when you figure out what it is.
I will. I'll guarantee that. When things start moving along, I'll let you know.
Awesome. Thank you. All right.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
All right, I think this is another first-time caller. Hello there.
Hi, I am a first-time caller. Thank you.
What is your name?
Hello. Lisa. Hi.
Your name is Ella?
Hi. Lisa.
Lisa, okay. Where are you from?
Arizona.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi,
thank
Lisa.
You. Hi.
Hi.
Is it a hi? Can I ask,
you want to ask
a psychic question? Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I am. How do you see the next out into my future, as far as what's going on in my life financially? Please, I'm working. And I'm good at what I do. I know what I'm doing. And I'm in an industry. How do you see that? Do you see it remaining stable?
I actually feel you're going to have other opportunities to take a change. I feel like you're going to take a change. I don't know if it's I don't know if it's where you're at, though, or if it's going to be somewhere else. I kind of feel it's where you're at, because when I said somewhere else, I was feeling like, I don't know if you're ready to go anywhere else. There's going to be a change that's going to happen, but it needs to be where you have a financial move in a different position that will pay more. But I feel like you might get a promotion in your place of employment now.
Okay.
It's about you asking. It's about asking. You know, people are not going to come to you and say, here, we're going to pay you more money. You have to ask.
Right.
Or listen.
Oh, man.
Because sometimes you stay doing, but I will tell you this, you're overdoing. Because what happens is when you take on more responsibility and you're not getting paid for it, it kind of becomes just like, expected because you offered to do so. It's not so much about you're not really in your job description anymore. You're kind of like going above and beyond, but you're not getting the pay exchange for it. You see?
Well, I'm an independent contractor, so I kind of run my own what I do. You know,
okay,
you're
doing over, okay, whether you're independent or not, you're still doing more than what you're getting paid for. So it's kind of like if you're an independent contractor and you are, and someone needs something, whatever you're doing, done, and they add something else, and you're like, oh, okay, I can throw that in too. You're not getting paid for what you just threw in, but you're so, you're kind of like one of those people that will just allow things to kind of be added without charging. And then it becomes like, you know, where it's not coming towards you. It's kind of like you're giving more than receiving. And then I also feel like some areas are drying up. It's like not as lucrative as it was. So it's about finding more of a new way of gaining more clients or gaining more exposure. But I still do see you doing what you're doing for yourself. I don't see you moving. I don't see you going to another place or another position. I just see you kind of fine-tuning where you are in yourself right now to kind of be more lucrative.
Okay.
Okay. Does that help you?
It gives me things to think about. I can certainly think,
you know,
about
it's about
that for sure.
It's more about opening and still charging. You know, you're just giving more than you're receiving. That's what I see. There needs to be more of a balance. And I see you more expansive to different areas. So that's what you need to focus on right now.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Have a good night, Lisa. Bye.
And let's see who our next caller is. Hello there.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm calling from California.
What was your name?
My name is G. G.
G.
Hi, Jean.
Uh-huh. Hi.
Jean, I feel a lot of excitement around you right now. It's almost like, I don't know if you received really good news and you're like, oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait to do this. But that's the energy I feel off of you, that there's a lot of excitement around you. So if you haven't received news, then you are right here very soon going to hear a lot of good news of exciting things that you've already implemented and planted and wanting to do, and it's all coming to be. I just see you doing it, and you're super excited to do it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely open to receiving.
You're also in this trans, like right now you're actually in the rebirth. You've already birthed and you're really stepping into your own newness. There's a lot that you're going to, I see changes being made. It's almost like you might change the drapery. Mm-hmm. You're going to refresh your house or do certain things. And you're bringing in like this renewal energy into your life. Does that make sense?
It definitely does. Yes. Yeah, I feel like I'm right at the cusp.
you're like literally on it. Like seriously, if it hasn't already happened, it's almost like you're waiting for the stars to fall into your arms, you know?
Right.
It's like they're heading towards you, but that's what I feel. There's just an abundance coming to you and a lot of prosperity. And I don't know if you're moving or if you're redoing, but I almost feel like your home is going to be refreshed.
Well, it's not my home. This is a very temporary place because I kind of had to. So I took what I could, and it's not ideal. And it would definitely be a move. And I keep visualizing myself moving because that would be my joy, mm-hmm. is to move into a place that's really – my own, and it reflects, you know, me, who I am.
I actually see this newness and this refresh, like I just see it happening. So it's almost as if it's already happened. That's how close it is. So
right.
I'm really excited for you because I feel it. And
thank you.
That'd be really neat. I see a lot of renewal and good for you. So just stand in that faith and trust that everything's going to work out exactly as it's supposed to. And sometimes we have to take a little stepping stone to go one place to go to another, you know?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Okay.
Boy, have I experienced that for the last decade. But I don't know. I just feel the winds of change. And at the same time, it's kind of juxtaposed with a little bit of concern about, okay, you know, money is really, really tight, and I thought I had some opportunity, didn't pan out, but still there's like, it's almost like I feel the angels with me saying, it's okay, it's going to be better than you think. And I'm trying to.
Better than you think.
Not trying to. Let's put it this way. I'm balancing both of those feelings.
Well, we're coming into balance and manifestation, and it's all happening. And I do feel, and, you know, it's, I don't know what this means, but I feel this for over and over again, that we are going to be receiving abundance. And I'm not sure what that means and in the way that it's going to show up. I don't know, but I just feel that as a collective, as a society, we're going to be abundantly gifted, and I don't know how that's going to happen. I just keep feeling it. It's like Christmas. Like we just open our gifts, and we're so grateful for what is, and I don't know what that means because, you know, I have a saying that we, even when I get these messages, I don't know what it means until we look back when it happens. And then we're like, oh, that's what that meant. And that's so I'll write it down with a date or whatever and look back and say, oh, I get it now. But when you look at it, like before it happens, you know, it's like you don't have clarity on the details of it. So you're just going with this feeling and this knowing, and you really don't have a clue what that all means until it actually, you know, becomes visible. And when it becomes visible, you're like, oh, I get it now. This is what it was all about, why I was feeling all that Christmas is coming. So I really feel like you are going to receive news of a gift or be gifted in a way that you never expected, but it's like this refreshing life. And it might be, you know, when I get messages even for, like, the callers, sometimes it's a message for all of us. So it's about these blessings that are going to come our way when we feel like, you know, there's nothing left, and then all of a sudden we receive, and it's like, wow, this is so, I'm grateful, and we're gifted, you know? It's kind of like getting a check in the mail, and you didn't expect the check in the mail. So, I don't know. I feel so much good is ready to happen, and I sometimes have to keep it in and bottle it up a little bit because, you know, people look at me like, what are you talking about? You know? And then it happens, and I'm like, that's what I was talking about.
I don't think you're wrong at all. I really do. I happen to feel the same kind of energy. Well, obviously I'm feeling it for myself, but I'm also feeling, I don't know, I just, you know, I know a lot about astrology, so even astrologically, you know, we've got this lineup in March that's really abundant, like you said.
Really? Okay, we'll see. Mm-hmm. You're bringing the message. You're confirming. I just see, you know, it's, okay, I have to share this with you. So last March, you know, I get a lot of prophetic messages, and I write things down with the dates. And then, you know, looking back is when I get the clarity, but I'm about a year out. So last January, I had a message that the truth was coming out, okay? And I get messages because I can actually get a visual of an angel or whatever, and I know who it is, and I know, you know, what I'm seeing, and I just write down the message. Well, in March, I had the message that we are coming into heaven on earth. Okay, now this is last March, but I'm a year out, so this is for this March, is heaven on earth, and to trust the process. And then there's been a lot of other things that have happened, but they happen in July and August of last year, and I wrote it all down, and I'm not going to get ahead of myself yet until heaven on earth happens. But it's so interesting because everything I write about, and I look back and I see it all unfolds exactly as I saw it. But when I tell people, they think I'm crazy because they're like, okay, what are you talking about? So we're in January of 2022, and truth starts coming out. Now we're going to go into February is the awakening, and then we're going into March, which is heaven on earth. So how it all plays out, I have no idea, because those were all just messages to me. But looking back, we're going to understand it when it happens. You understand?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm looking forward.
Okay. But I really feel that so much good is ready to be shown. And I just, you know, looking at it from the reality that, depending on where we're at in our own reality, but when you look at something from a certain perspective and then you look at something from a different perspective, sometimes it looks like completely two different paradigms that we're living in. So I just try to stay in my own little space and listen to my intuition, because my intuition has been pretty spot on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just that there's so much love in the air. Like when you go outside and you really feel the energy, it feels like we are surrounded by love and peace.
I would agree with that.
Now, when you look at certain things that are going on in this world, you think, really, where do you see love and peace? But that's what I feel. That's what I feel.
It's feeling.
And so
yeah.
I listen to that. And this is where, you know, you see more and more people showing up who validate those messages, because they're starting to awaken, and they're like, well, we're waking up, or I feel we're coming into heaven on earth. And it's just like, I can't make this stuff up.
Right.
So it's just fun. It's like we're on a path of discovery every day to all the treasures that are placed here before us. And we can either choose to be in a negative place or a positive place. And I would rather be in positivity and have fun and laughter and excitement than to be anything but. So
exactly.
It's just, you know, that's where I choose to do my life. But, you know, we all have that choice. And for you, I just see so much of that excitement all around you. So even when you feel like, well, I'm in this little stepping stone right now of transition, and it's small and it's not really mine, it's literally like you're just in the waiting room for the most beautiful gift to show up. And you're like, okay,
well,
I can wait. This is okay. I can wait. And it's like excited. And you know, that's what I feel around you, and I feel that even for me. So just hold that faith and trust the process, because I really feel that, you know, so much good is just ready to be poured upon us. And I just, I don't know. Every day I just say thank you for the blessings and the gifts, and more show up. You know?
Well, can I connect with you on Facebook, perhaps?
Sure.
Okay, sure.
I should be on Facebook.
You can look. Jean, you can connect with her on Alisa Nicole on Facebook. And you can also take her text number, her phone number, so you can text her if you want to reach out to her on a private level sometime. Because she'll do readings over the phone and things like that. It's 407-432-7088. I'm still kind of excited because I just got I've been using Alisa for my health and energy levels, all kinds of things over the last couple of years, and took my grandson to see her. He was very, very happy with that. And then I finally got my husband to go visit her. And he's so funny because he's not one to really talk about it. My grandson said, yeah, sure, she can come in the room with me. He's 16. And my husband was like, no, I think I want to do this by myself, and, which is unusual for him. But over the last couple of days since he's been there, every now and then he'll say, I can't believe Elisa talked about my XYZ or whatever it was. You know, or I was really surprised she picked up on such and such. And, you know, it's just so amazing to work with her like that. It's just, it blows my mind. So
yes,
I'm going to give that number 407-432-7082.
I have it on the show page. Thank you.
Excellent. And maybe I should put a link in here to your Facebook page for people who want to find it that way. I'm going to put you back on hold. Jean, you're welcome to stay on the line. Lisa's still staying on the line from Arizona. But we're going to bring a few times before. It's Amala from Connecticut. How are you doing, Amala?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. Nice
Hello,
to hear your
Amala.
Voice.
Good. It's
Amala.
Nice to talk to you.
I feel you're super busy, girl.
Yeah.
You're like how I feel right now. You're like, wow, where'd all these people come from? Oh, get ready because the masses are going to be coming and you're going to be teaching. I see that.
Okay.
I just feel like you're going to be really like life coaching and helping people.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. Have you started? Are you doing healing work with people? Because I feel like you're doing that too.
It's been an interesting journey. I'm trying with people to reach out, and I'm just seeing how things go. So just a little background. I became a healer and a teacher because, it's all based on my own journey of facing vision loss. I'm losing my vision. So the point is I currently can still see. I see through fog. But my point is that when I reach out to people, there's a lot of rejection out there. People, it's nothing. I don't even take it personally anymore. It's projection of them. But, you know,
right.
I know who I am at heart. I know who I am. And it's just sometimes very difficult for me. I shouldn't say difficult, more challenging is the word, to really, you know, engage and to keep on trying, keep on keeping on, and share my gift. So.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. You know, people are awakening now and they're going to be searching for help and guidance and direction. And, you know, even though you might, with your physical eyes, not be able to see, you definitely see with your third eye. You're
yes.
super intuitive, and it's actually
yes.
getting stronger because your visual, like your physical vision, is a little bit depleting, but you can see
exactly.
even more clear with your third
Absolutely.
Eye. That's what I'm seeing for you.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
you can give people direction. You know, I don't know, you maybe get in front of people like by doing those fairs or, I don't know, something
oh,
where
I
they
do.
Can.
Yeah. I'm all into
okay.
that. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
The holistic fairs, the new age fairs,
yes.
Even high schools, all sorts of places I've spoken and have
people,
presented.
You know,
yes.
you have to remember people have been wounded. So right now they're starting to heal from the wounds. Right now it's a healing time for a lot of people. So, you
yes.
know, come into this awakening and it's just going to be a little bit longer before they seek more guidance because a lot of people who are on a different platform are not going to understand what really all just happened.
No,
that's the way
I
put it.
Yeah, the thing is, I'm going to be very transparent. It's a catch-22 because I'm just going to say it because I've experienced it, and it's just, it's, I take it for what it is, but this ignorance is very prominent in my life. And what people do is that I shine my light, and they have their shadow stuff. So they project their shadow stuff on upon me and use it as a target because of my weakness physically. That's what happens. And it's just such a weird. Yeah. So that's, I understand people are not awakening. They're awakening still. But I have not had an easy life of shining my love and light anyway, despite all of this.
Yeah.
And I do.
That's, the healers have the hardest journey sometimes because you have to get through it all, be it to be able to be the leader of light, you know that. So I just feel like it's about you aligning more with maybe more spiritual people, maybe find a place where there's a healing place or a crystal store or someplace you could go and be in that kind of environment and not around, you know, just the average person, because you won't be received by the average person. You need to be with more heightened people who are searching to heighten in themselves. And those kind of places will attract that energy. Because I really feel like you're ready to really step into yourself. You know, I think the eyesight thing is more of, for you, it makes you feel vulnerable, but I really feel it's more about you just aligning with the right people. Yeah. And you know, they will show up and they will receive from you. Because you actually are... You're gifted, and why would you want to stop doing your gifts because you feel you have a weakness with your physical eyes?
No, and I don't feel it anymore. Yes. Like, it's nothing. I feel like it's a strength now because, as you said before, my third eye is my superpower. It's actually one of my chapters in the book that I wrote.
Read.
You know, my third eye superpower, and it really is. It's just... It tells me exactly, it's my GPS. It tells me exactly where to go, and I follow it, you know?
But you can still read people's souls. You can still read their energy. So it doesn't matter. It's just you need to find the tool that's going to work for you to bring them to your table or to bring them in front of you.
I actually talk to my angels and God every day. Like, I'm always saying, you know, please send me. The right people will be attracted to me. The right things will, you know, universe provides, right? And I ask God every day, every night before I go to bed, like, please take care of this because I'll meet you halfway. I'll meet you halfway. I'm reaching out to you, and then you could do the rest. and in the sense of because I have faith and trust, right? You know, in the divine, the divinity. So, like, I fall in love with myself. That's not the issue. I used to think of it as a weakness, as blindness. But I'm also in the human form, and it could be very difficult, challenging with people's shadows darting at me in its own way. But, you know,
They're working through their shadow work right now. There's a lot of past being pushed up right now. And, you know, this year is the year of the heart and healing. So it's going to take a while. It's not just going to happen overnight. I mean, healing is a process. It can take sometimes a decade for some people. So
I understand that because I went through that. Yeah, I totally get it. And I'm not downsizing anybody's journey. Absolutely not. I'm going to keep on shining anyway. The right people will appear. That's my attitude with this, is that whoever shows up, they're the right people. And it might be a couple of people at first. That's fine. I totally am so accepting of that because everybody's on a different path, and that's what makes this world so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about me better, you're better. Nobody's better. Well, I feel it from my heart that we really are soul consciousness beings, you know?
Yes.
And some people get it, some people don't. I understand that. But, you know, I was just wondering about March and April. Is that where you feel like it's more expansion with me and meeting people socially? I'm pretty busy, actually, in March with all these things lined up that I'm going to.
I just see you very busy. I just feel like it's going to be word of mouth. You know, it's somebody comes to you and they're like, wow, she was really good at telling me blah, blah, you know, whatever. And then they're going to send more people, and it's just you need to get in front of, you just need to get in front of people. That's your biggest hindrance right now, is you're kind of keeping away from people.
You're right.
Because of the energy.
Yes.
You know, it's the energy. You're being pushed to stay isolated. Okay. You're being pushed to be isolated and alone, but you really need to be in front of people. So.
Got it. Okay.
You know, it's hard. I get this so much. It's hard to be the light when there's a lot of darkness, and it's better to just stay in your own little bubble and not be around all that. So you're feeling that, but when you're with the right people, you're going to be okay. Like, you've got to be with the right people.
Exactly.
So if you go to
it's
more of a
alignment.
Spiritual home, find your spiritual home, and then the people will just show up there who are awakening and more aligned with you. Because if you go out to the people that are not awake and they're negative or whatever, it's going to be, they're going to attack you because you're the light.
Yes.
It's just the way it is. And it's like, why bother? Because you're not going to be received. They're not ready to receive you yet.
Exactly.
And that's why people are falling away, even out of our lives. People are just being pulled away and falling away because they have to go on their own healing journey, and they're not aligned with your energy. And that's what, you know, it's hard sometimes to let people go or to try to understand why they had to leave. But this has been, like, a lot of my clients are going through this. They're like, why are my best friend or my husband or my family or whatever, they're leaving my life? And because people are not there, there's a very big separation right now of where people are really standing in their energy fields. There's no middle ground anymore. It's either you're in it or you're not.
Absolutely. And I just feel so, it's an amazing journey. I wouldn't trade it for the world. It's not like that. And I actually, it's one of my lines with the poorest vision. I've never felt so clear in my life. And when I was seeing more clearly and I had my driver's license, I was more confused. And it was very hazy, shady, inside out. And now I'm crystal clear inside out and not seeing as well. But that's okay. That's the trade-off. And it's a beautiful journey in its own.
It's like, and you know, it's interesting that not being able to see has to do with certain things too, but it's okay. It's about it's about you getting in front of people and still doing your gifts, because that's why you're here. You're here to help people.
Yeah, and I think you hit it on the head where, I tend to stay in my bubble because of the, I feel everybody else's, as an empath, their stuff. And so it's kind of like, should I, shouldn't I? I think what popped in my head just now is just, you know, maybe just do recordings and I could be out there that way. And there's a whole world out there with the internet. You know, do things like that. I think that might help a lot. I mean, the galaxy, the universe is the limit. And even there's no limit anyway. We're all limitless. Yeah.
People need direction right now. And they're looking for help. They really are. Like, people are lost right now. People are broken. People are getting scared. And there's just a lot of energy, and if they're aligned on that platform of not being real high, then they're more in the negative energies of that ego, and they're going to struggle really hard. The ones that are aligned with the light, there's only love in that space. So it's like, you're not going to see what other people are really going through in that negativity the way they're seeing it, because
yeah.
you're seeing it
yeah.
from love, and they're not seeing yeah. it from that side either. So there's this big separation and division going
That's
on,
right.
but people who are looking and waking up to know that there's so much more than this fight, that there's truly love that is going to be the unity of all of us, they're coming
yeah.
into that, stepping into it now, and that's why they're seeking help.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
I see it every day, just more people coming in, speaking this. You know, it's like you don't even know these people, and they speak your language.
Yeah.
And they're just people off
yes.
the street because they're waking up. And I'm seeing
yes.
it more and more now. Before it was completely different.
Yeah.
So,
that's so true. That's
I do
so
know
true.
That the ripple is starting to affect people.
Okay.
We still have a caller on hold, so we have to let you go, my dear.
All right. Well, I appreciate
and take
that.
This other caller.
Shine,
yeah, we're
shine,
actually running
shining.
Out of time.
Thank you so
and
much.
Amala, thank you, because I learned a lot just listening to the two of you. And our last caller is also a person who's called in several times in the past. This is Catherine from California. Hi, Catherine. Thank you for waiting.
Hi. Yeah, no problem.
Hi,
it's always
Catherine.
Good to – everybody's message is, you know, and is for everyone, so it all
exactly.
works out.
Exactly.
It is. And I see a parallel path with you where you're going, and you had a choice to take another path, but you're staying on this path. And I feel like the path that you're on is really good. So stay there. Stay with it. Does that help you?
Yeah, it's kind of scary. I mean, this path I'm on is moving again sooner than I thought. And
yeah,
but my question
like
tonight
is really good for you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll understand it more after, I'm sure, why I came here in the first place. But my kind of bad news is today I found that I have two rings stolen from my bedroom. When I was gone a week ago, I was gone around the Valentine's Day weekend. I was gone for 3 or 4 days. And it's so that's disturbing to know that someone was in my room. So any thoughts about, I mean, it's what happened or why or who did it?
I'm not seeing, like, who did it. And do you live in an apartment or a house or what? Or do you share a place?
It's a apartment in a house. It's a basement unit under a house.
So someone has access to your room?
No.
That just seems strange. But I'm not getting any kind of feedback from that at all.
Okay.
I don't know if you misplaced something, but I don't feel somebody came into your space. I mean, unless somebody has a key to be able to enter without your knowledge, I really don't feel that somebody did that, though.
Well,
I don't feel that.
Yeah, I feel connected. It's nothing with the homeowners, but I feel it's connected to the homeowners, like a neighbor. Because somebody saw me move here. Somebody saw me leave for 4 days. So it's somebody close in another house.
You know, I'm not getting any feedback on that at all.
Okay.
All right. I don't want to go into that energy either. I'm really not seeing that, you know. I just see things that are good for you. I really see things on a better path for you.
Great.
That's what I see for you, but not really seeing who would take anything. In fact, I don't know if are you 100% sure that somebody took it, or could it have been misplaced?
Well, I'm 100% sure because I moved to this place February 1st. So So I know I had them. I saw them where they were in the jewelry cases, ring cases on February 1st. And I have not worn them. So I unpacked them. I knew where they were. I saw them. And now they're not there. So I don't see them. I didn't touch them.
I'm not getting any feedback on that. I just see.
Right,
I just
well,
see
well,
for you there's two paths and you took this one and it's gonna lead you to better things. But that's all I'm seeing for you.
Thank you. Yeah. Now, thing this kind of speed things up for me of need to get to a different place. So
yeah, I see you going.
It will all work out.
All right, my dear. Well, you have a good night.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody. I have lost track. Usually I like to keep an idea of how many callers we've had on a given night. And tonight, they came and went so fast, I could not keep up with how many we had in one night's time. Very powerful show. I love how we thought we weren't getting any callers. And then all of a sudden, bam, 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 we were getting caller after caller after caller.
That's
pretty
the energy
cool.
of what's going on. Yes,
yes,
ma'am. Well,
we're
thank you.
The bus came rolling down the hill fast.
Thank you.
Thank
yes,
you.
Get Alicia. Ready.
Always, it's a pleasure, and I love hearing you talking. I mean, I was really enjoying the conversation with Amala, but I knew that Catherine was waiting, and she'd been. The two of them, Amala and Catherine, joined about the same time. So we really had to.
Oh, wow.
Like she said, everybody gets the same lesson. It's a good lesson for everybody. And I hope that Catherine finds her ring.
Yes, I hope so. I wasn't getting feedback. Amala was definitely on that platform of that light energy, the love energy. So.
Definitely.
She sees things very clearly, even though she can't see with her physical eyes. But she does see. She sees very fine-tuned and very clear.
She's still on the line from Arizona. So we've got – I appreciate you ladies hanging in here and waiting with us and listening to all the lessons that came through tonight. And with that, I'm going to say good night, everybody, and may you all walk in peace and kindness. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening this evening. We're happy you chose to spend this time with us, and we hope you learned as much as we did.
Every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And if you'd like us to invite you or someone you know to speak right here, just go to beunique.org and contact us there.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that our newly branded podcast has so many global listeners and that our website and magazine receive thousands of visitors each month. Let's put your brand in front of all those people. Mary can share the demographics with you. Contact her through the website. That's beunique.org.